This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Boy, a lot is happening. Talked to some friends in California about those wildfires that are still burning in Sonoma, etc. I've got a best buddy who's on the front lines there, and it's really sad to see what's happened. So we'll update you on all of that information, but 29 people confirmed dead, still hundreds of others missing. Kate Delaney, ATN. We always go to Washington first. Lori Lewis joins us from Talk Media News. Lori, some big news actually out of D.C., including a couple that was taken by the Taliban, released after 5 years. We'll get into that in a second. But we've been wondering what's going to happen with Iran and what was going to happen with the president, tick-tock on the clock. And apparently, Trump's Iran deal plan could possibly, as some are saying, this is what I heard from somebody I talked to earlier in the day. I like the analogy. Be cracking open a Pandora's box by possibly, because he's poised to do this, decertifying the Iran nuclear deal. So what's the latest there?
So what's going on, Kate, in this situation is every 90 days, under U.S. domestic law, the president has to certify to Congress that Iran is in compliance with the nuclear deal. He has to say that it serves U.S. national security interests to continue with the deal. So this isn't actually breaking the deal itself. What can happen here, though, is after Congress, then, if Trump does not recertify the Iran deal, comes, I think it's Sunday, then Congress can reimpose domestic sanctions that were lifted with the signing of this deal. And if the U.S. reimposes those sanctions, then the U.S. is in violation of the deal, and the deal could be broken. But like I think you've noted, there are other signatories to the deal, too. Even if the U.S., you know, breaks it somehow, that doesn't necessarily mean the end of it.
All right. So, so we'll see. I mean, this is, again, one of these question marks. We don't know for sure yet what's going to happen there.
It looks like Trump is going to, yeah, like you're saying, not recertify it, though. So that seems
right.
Like a for sure reality.
Right. But not scrapping the whole thing, basically. So what was, remember initially he was going to be super aggressive. There was going to be strategy to counter basically what they were calling, what was being, you know, aggressive about Iran and the threats, the nuclear threats. So it's not going to be quite as aggressive as some of the rhetoric we heard leading up to this decertification.
That's right. It's not going to be ripping it up, you know, the way he talked about while campaigning. But what it is going to do is it's going to throw it into a period of uncertainty, and it's going to force Congress to answer some questions and take action. So there will be debate, and, it may be that, like, certain people in Congress only will agree to, you know, not reimpose the sanctions if, like, the deal has changed. But Iran has said that it will not renegotiate the deal. So, like, it's a very uncertain future.
All right, so we move from that to this couple, the story about this couple that they were being held by the Taliban. It was about 5 years and, in fact, had some children while they were in captivity, I'll call it, by the Taliban, and then now released. What happened?
That's right. So this couple, they were abducted 5 years ago as they were backpacking in Afghanistan in the east. And this was a militant stronghold, and they've been held for 5 years. Like you said, the wife in the couple, she was 7 months pregnant at the time and had that child and then had two additional children. But so what happened was, at least this is what the narrative is right now, is that Pakistani authorities acting on intelligence from the U.S. Were able to interdict a convoy that the family was traveling in. And after they recovered them from the convoy, which from New York Times reporting had a small firefight ensue, they were brought to Islamabad in Pakistan. And then it's unclear right now if they made it from Islamabad to the U.S. And NATO base in Afghanistan, Bagram Air Base. where they will either come back to the U.S. or to Canada.
All right, boy, I can imagine the homecoming for them. One member of the couple is Canadian and the other is from the U.S., and I think the last thing I heard is they were trying to decide on where they were going, either the U.S. or Canada, but it looked like the U.S.
Yeah, I've seen, I haven't talked to the family, but I've seen reporting from his parents, he's Canadian, that he wanted to come to Canada, so I'm not sure. And then there's also still questions about, you know, what's going to happen to his family when they get back. There's questions about him and his background, and them and what they were doing. There's still lots of unanswered questions about, you know, what's going on with this couple that was kidnapped.
Absolutely. And then, of course, this is big news. Trump is going to end health care cost-sharing subsidies. And what does that mean? And what does that mean for member repeal and replace? That was the campaign promise.
Yeah, so the White House, like, announced this intention, and there have already been states that have threatened to sue over it. And what this means is, like you said, the subsidies, and they help people with less money pay for their insurance. So it could rock the system. And this, you know, this isn't the only thing that he announced. He signed executive orders, or an executive order today instructing regulators to look at possibly changing regulations in the healthcare market that could have huge implications as well. But they're still studying these things and their proposals right now. So we're still trying to figure out actually what they do and what they are.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's still a long way to go with that, with pulling that apart. All right, Lori Lewis, as always, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Kate, if I can say, Justin wanted me to pass this on. He wanted me to tell you that he wasn't on tonight because he's too suicidal, and that you might understand what that meant.
That's right. So everybody knows who's listening. it's the Washington Nationals playing the Cubs, and right now they are trailing 9-7 with two outs in the bottom of the eighth. So we'll see what happens with this at bat. Either they're going to score a run or two runs and get close, or they're going to have one more crack at it. So we'll see. I understand why he says he's suicidal. That's funny. Lori, have a good one.
Okay. Thank you.
I love it. That's funny. All right. So that is exactly the update as I've given it to you. Remember, the Cubs won the World Series last year, and this is where we're at this point. You know, who's going to win this? Are the Cubs going back to the championship series for the National League? Or is it going to be the Washington Nationals? And at one point, the Nationals were really ahead of the Cubs in the earlier frame, in the earlier innings. And then the Cubs came back, and so it's been quite a game. And that's what the playoffs are like, you know, a lot of that back and forth. Coming up on America Tonight, the latest on that horrific fire in Northern California. Boy, it seems as though, I know people are talking about it, but I don't know if people realize just how deadly this is, how deadly these fires are. The wine country is ravaged. I say it's still about human life. You can talk about everything else surrounding it. And I just got a text from a buddy of mine in California. He said, I feel comfortable telling you officially they're saying the number is 31 people dead now as a result of those fires broke out again in the small of those areas. So we'll give you the full update on that coming up around the bend. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Unfortunately, in a case like this, we have some of these remains are actually intact bodies. Much easier to identify, much easier to get things from. Some of them are merely ashes and bones, and we may never get truly confirmative identification on ashes.
All right, so there you go. This is part of the problem, and this is one of the sad tales that wasn't being told before till we heard from that official right there that they don't know because of the amount of ash and the people that are missing, some just burned to death where there's no remains, no way to identify, to go through. Wow, just absolutely unbelievable, really. And remember, here's what happened. These fires, I said this before on our last show, but the fires broke out at a very strange time on Sunday, so later at night, so older people weren't, nobody was knowing. I mean, not just older people, but they didn't know that that was happening. And before you knew it, the fire was bearing down, and some got out, and some just couldn't get out. And then this is all over the place. You know, they're talking about people in cabins in Redwood Valley, then people smelling smoke, and it's 2 a.m., and they get, you know, they're getting out just in the nick of time. Air horns are going off. They're trying to warn people because it's at such an awkward time, trying to get them to get out of harm's way. So that's what they were doing. There was a code, and they were trying to set off these air horns to let them know people were injured, and there was this constant blast of that. So you have the story of 14 monks piling into six or seven cars and heading away, and power lines were down. And so that was the other thing. It wasn't like just jump in your car or your van and you're going to be safe, no worries. You know, you could get to a point where you were getting closed in a different way because you were heading into another fire. Because remember, it's not just one fire either that we're talking about. So, you know, these winery areas and surrounding areas, just absolutely devastating what has happened to you know, these people, and picking up the pieces is going to be incredibly difficult. And I'm going to echo the same thing I said before. I feel for the people. It is about the people. It's not about things. It's not about wineries. Yes, they're ruined, and yes, that beautiful country in so many areas is ruined. But these massive fires and this destruction, the first thing that we talk about, the first thing that matters is the human loss of life, where it's sad. And now, of course, people are getting escorted back to see if they have a house, to try to get their medications. And it's a great warning to the rest of us who are not emergency ready for things that can happen. We've seen with Harvey and Irma and these terrible fires that in a moment's notice, do you have a go bag? Do you have your papers, your insurance, the stuff you need? I'm not lecturing anyone, but do you have a go bag to just grab to get out with some water, with some things so that you have a little bit of cash, you have a way to escape if you can escape. Like I said, the fire is the scary, scary thing. But the same with the floods. That was what was happening to people in the floods. So emergency preparedness, seems like it never happened to you, and then it does. Then you've got power lines to contend with, and you have navigational problems and traffic jams and all the things that certainly can be a part of this and have been a part of it. Because it's not, like I said, it's not like you just zip in the car, get out of the way, and find the open roads and no problem, because that's the first part of it, is trying to navigate your way. But you had fires, these evacuations all over the place, but you had fires circling around people as well. So the evacuation is widening. And you had the story of, and I remember when I covered a bad fire one time in Santa Barbara, that you had the story of a couple that survived for hours and with the fire all around them. And the way they did that is they survived by huddling in the pool. Everything around them was on fire. There was no way to get out. So what they did was get in the pool. And the pool is really the thing that saved them. They jumped in the pool. And a big tree near the pool went up in flames. But they still were okay. They managed to escape everything around them because it was in Santa Rosa, and it wasn't there. It wasn't jumping into the pool, of course. So that's one of the happier tales of somebody surviving that. They say, and the numbers are different, but for my friends that have been there on the scene that are just not, they can't talk to anyone, they have not 2 seconds to take a break or breathe, except for with their news crews, but that the number of people missing is in the hundreds. They believe maybe 400 people at least missing. So with the death toll climbing, ashes unidentifiable, where things are just burned to beyond recognition and trying to find, you know, human life, etc., then you, and all these acres, you have the problem of missing people and trying to figure out if there is a way they could have escaped, and people praying that that's what's happening. And in some cases, they have. In some cases, they have, survived when people thought maybe they didn't. You know, even the widow of the late Charles Schulz, the creator of the Peanuts comic strip, if you remember, escaped the fire racing through Santa Rosa, and her name's Jean Schulz. She fled at about 2 a.m. in the morning on Monday, and is, of course, staying with family. But, you know, they had a hillside house that was built, I guess, in the mid-70s, and that is completely ripped up. So the whole thing done. But most of his original comic strips, artwork, memorabilia, all that kind of stuff, Snoopy and Charlie Brown, is at a museum, and that was untouched by the fire. I mean, obviously the house, like I said, was destroyed. And Santa Rosa was hit really hard by the fire. So downtown Santa Rosa was okay, but Santa Rosa, the sort of the suburban area of the small town, was really, really slammed by by the fires. And again, this is Northern California that we're talking about. That is just so awful. Part of America Tonight, part of the thing that we do every week is Nail the Score. And Nail the Score is coming up in our last segment of this hour. So the game of the week appears, and you call and or send me an email and tell me who you think is going to win and what you think the final score will be. My Philadelphia Eagles beat Carolina in an interesting game on Thursday, 28-23. Of course, that's not on the board, but everything else is fair game, so we'll see what is the game of the week. You don't have to know anything about football. You're just saying what team you think is going to win and what you think the final score will be, and that's it. And then it's a wrap, and you may end up being, a winner. And we've had a couple of them. I've said this before. We've had a couple of really big winners on the show in the past, and you may be the next one to step up into the box and grab the brass ring. How cool! How cool would that be? All right, I want to move on to something else as I kind of cherry pick, you know, what we've been talking about. And, you know, we've been talking about Russia and these troll farms and what they're doing. Well, now there was a report that there's a Russia-linked campaign targeted at Pokemon Go, which is this smartphone game. And apparently it was the target of Russian agents trying to interfere with the election. That's part of what they used. They centered it around a campaign called Don't Shoot Us, in a reference to Hands Up, Don't Shoot, that slogan. And it was run by a troll farm known as the Internet Research Agency. We've talked about that before. And they had services like Facebook and Twitter exploit whatever they could. And according to a couple different networks, the Don't Shoot Us campaign announced a contest in July of 2016 for Pokemon Go players, encouraging them to visit places where alleged police brutality took place, and to give their Pokemon the names of the victims. Oh, and I remember this. And they offered players Amazon gift cards as rewards for doing that. Pokemon Go wasn't used to share information between users in the app, so that platform wasn't being used. But the idea of the contest and taking the screenshots from their phones and sharing it over social networks, so crafty the way these troll farms work. I just wanted to throw that out as an example of some of the nonsense that is taking place out there. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we got the mailbag, and after that, Nail the Score here on America Tonight.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fact pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Insurance companies will be fighting to get every single person signed up. And you will be hopefully negotiating. And you'll get such low prices for such great care.
All right, so major blow to Obamacare. Trump, as I mentioned before at the top of the show, halting payments to health insurers. That's what the reports are saying anyway. This has been discussed for a while, executive order. So Affordable Care Act rolled out in 2010, and it's the latest in the president's bid to repeal and replace. And word of the latest plan started to trickle in late in the day, and then the White House issued a statement that the Department of Health and Human Services determined there's no appropriation for cost-sharing reduction payments to insurers under the Obamacare law. So Trump's decision, you know, has obviously rattled a few and has made some other people happy about the decision. There may be lawsuits. That's probably what's going to happen, as Lori Lewis, if you missed her, from Talk Media News said, from state attorney generals who say the subsidies to insurers are fully authorized by federal law and the president's position is not, is reckless. So in a statement released the same time, just after the president, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi predicted that Trump's expected action would increase Americans' health premiums by 20% or more. Now, the president says millions and millions of people would benefit from the executive order that he signed on Thursday, and he says he still wants Congress to repeal and replace the Obama healthcare law, but his order would give people more competition, more choices, and lower premiums. So we'll see where all of that sits. But I guarantee we're going to be talking a lot about that on this show and every show, and we have. We've really, it's kind of like the Rubik's Cube. We've looked at all angles of healthcare, and I say this all the time, but ever since even before 2010, we went to Washington and took the shows there and talked to all kinds of people. And it seemed to me that the biggest mistake was, okay, this is the deal. We're going to push it through, and when it goes through, there's things that aren't right, but we're going to fix it. And we'll pick things apart, and we'll fix it, and we'll work on it, so don't worry about it. But that never really happens. Of course, it didn't happen. And here we are in 2017. So that was a campaign promise, and I think that that promise is going to push forward. We have a mailbag coming up in our second hour, but there was so much of an overflow stack of mail that I wanted to do just a little mini mailbag segment. So here is your mini mailbag segment on ATN.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Absolutely, let's dig in the mailbag. And that's exactly what I said. It's crazy how much mail. I mean, if it was physical pieces of mail, I would be drowning. I wouldn't be able to breathe in the amount of mail. So once again, I say this every once in a while, but bravo to all of you. If you can't call, you're listening to the show at different times. Hey, you're definitely part of the show because you're reaching out to me. And never be afraid to do that. If you agree with me, disagree with me, hate the show, love the show, have a great recipe for your mama's lasagna or stuffing because we have Thanksgiving coming up. Share away. Go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in just like that. Okay, so a couple of quick ones, because these were kind of interesting, so I pushed them aside because they were different. They were kind of all over the place, you know, not just one topic or, you know, whatever, just kind of in a lot of different directions. So this one was from Hal, and Hal says, Equifax, no breach apparently, but a vendor served a bad contract. Did you see that headline, Kate? I breezed across the story, and I thought of you because I remember you had that great guy on. I think he was from Minneapolis talking about it and how vast it was. They say their systems weren't breached. They blamed this third party, a vendor, for running a malicious code. So a security analyst reported a link on the website, on the Equifax website, redirected him to that third-party site that encouraged him to download malware, which is always what's so risky. And security analyst Randy Abrams said he encountered the malicious link when downloading his credit report. So a link on the site directed users to an announcement that the credit report assistance page was down for maintenance. So, of course, shares dropped like 3.5%. I mean, what a big warning. What a big warning for anyone who has a website to know and control vendors in this digital world that we live in. Like, whoever the party is, whoever the first, the third party is, whatever, knowing who the people are and what's going on with that, because if they're breached, I mean, you might feel confident in the vendor, but then they get hacked into, and then you're hacked into. So, you know, maybe they're going to have to stop using Social Security numbers for verification. Maybe that's part of the problem. Who wants to give up their Social Security numbers when we keep seeing these hacks? And, you know, what about trying to freeze your credit? And having credit reporting companies submit regularly to cybersecurity reviews. That's what Congressman Patrick McHenry, who's been on this show several times, Republican out of North Carolina, talked about in legislation that he threw up on Thursday that would require credit reporting companies to stop using those digits. And that would be great to verify people's identities, whether it takes a couple of years or not. I say start having that discussion because it makes us all very, very nervous that that's what we're asked, and then we hear of all these breaches. And, you know, you lose your identity, and no one cares. No one cares. You got to start calling around all over the place, freeze things. Now, there are companies that are doing some different, they're coming up with different ways to combat that, but you still have the problem. You're rushing around, you're doing whatever, everything is basically blown up, and you got to figure your way around it. Yeah, it's awful when you get caught in that. Because there's not a lot you can do. You're scrambling. You're scrambling and dropping everything else that's going on. And like I said, people feel, maybe they feel badly for you, but they're not going to do much about it. I'm just going to tell you, they're just not. Because good luck, stand in line, right? Stand in line. I'm going to throw this in for grins, because people are talking about going away for holidays and where could you go away and, you know, where are the big places to fly to? And I just happened to see this. I'm going to throw this out because we're talking about such heavy issues all the time. So I'm going to lighten the load, boom, right here on this show for a second. And remember, next segment, we're going to do Nail the Score. And I will tell you that Chicago is beating Washington 9-8 with two outs left in this game. If the next batter doesn't do something or they don't come up with a run or two runs, they would win, then the Cubs will go back to the championship series and try to go back into the World Series. But Cub fans aren't concerned about that. If you've ever been to Italy, then you know you have, then you probably have seen the Colosseum. Well, they're saying, if you went to Rome, they're saying visitors to the Colosseum can now have an even better view and of the Colosseum because they have a newly restored fourth and fifth levels of that Colosseum. They're opening to the public for guided tours starting on November 1st. So you even get to go into a connecting hallway that's never been open to the tourists before, which I think is so cool. There's something about history. I've said this. I know a lot of you are history fans because you send me notes about it, frankly. And I look at this Colosseum, and I haven't been there. And I'm dying to go to see the Colosseum. And these new levels are pretty cool. And in ancient Roman times, they were the cheap seats. They were the furthest away from whatever crazy spectacle was going on. And in the Colosseum, we're talking about the levels like are 171 feet high is what they're saying. So you also can see some of Rome by standing in these areas and where it overlooks. And it just looks beautiful, I got to say. So if Rome is burning, which it's not, remember the whole thing about playing the fiddle, the Colosseum is there, and I have that on my list. Somebody asked me one time, in fact, it was, I said we were doing a shortened mailbag, and I think this brought it up because I got this note from Ben who asked about what is your bucket list of places that you'd want to go and see, and on my list is Italy, parts of Italy, and Rome. I want to see that. I want to see the catacombs. I want to see the Colosseum and have that experience and go into some of those side towns and see the art and, you know, all that entails, right? But it's, you know, I was thinking about this. Even the U.S. people who I'll see people every day in Winnebagos and whatnot, and I think, wow, you know, if you retire and you get in one of those and you get to go across the country and see the country, think of the great spots we have in the United States that are hidden gems that you can't, I mean, you just can't have the time to experience them. Usually you're going to one destination, you're there, maybe a couple of others around it, but the old car trip isn't as popular as it used to be, and of course time is the thing. So that would have to be on a list to be able to go to some of those national parks. The fire sadly reminded me of that because of how many people take trips to the beautiful wine country. And the wine country, of course, now will find itself in a situation where they're in a rebuild mode. All right, coming up next, we're going to yap about Nail the Score, your chance to nail the score. We'll see if you get it right. If you do, you get bragging rights and some fabulous prizes from all of us here at America Tonight.
has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed it is. It's time for you to play our silly little game here in our final segment for this hour, anyway, of America Tonight. By the way, the Cubs beat the Washington Nationals 9-8, so what a fight it was. Good for them that they are going back to the championship series in the National League for an opportunity to try to represent again in the World Series. And it's very rare that you get that chance coming off of the history-making season they had and that heart attack. I mean, it was, wasn't it, that heart attack World Series they had last time out. So we turn to football. And what is the game of the week? Can I have a drum roll, Andy? Brrr. Can you do a drum roll better than me? Yeah, I actually had the other put together these little slips of paper so I could pull it out of a hat. I'm serious, because our computer broke. So the game of the week is, I don't know, we gotta get a new computer. So the game of the week this time around, wow, believe it or not, is the Packers and the Vikings. It's going to be in that beautiful facility in Minneapolis, U.S. Bank Stadium. And Aaron Rodgers coming off of that heart attack win over the Dallas Cowboys. It was incredible. With a minute 13 left, he beat the Dallas Cowboys. That's what that guy can do. And even despite the injuries, now this is a rivalry between these two teams. The Vikings are 3-2. The Packers are 4-1. Let's find out what all of you think. Let's go out to Dan, who is in Texas. Wait a second. Let's not go to Dan first. Let's go, Dan, because you were not on first. There was someone else that was there before you. So who was there before you? Pete in Texas was there before you. Hey, Pete, what do you think?
I am thinking here in the bunker that the Green Bay will pull it out 38-35.
Ooh, so a good tight game again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was incredible, that comeback against the Cowboys. I mean, he's just unbelievable, Aaron Rodgers. He is.
We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see if he gets it done against Minneapolis. Thanks, Pete. Heartbreaker for the Cowboys. I mean, it really was. Sharon in the great state of Maine. She loves this nail the score thing. Hey, Sharon.
Hey, how are you?
I'm excellent. What do you think?
I think it's going to be, I'm going to go Packers over Minnesota,
31-17. Ooh, so you like a big Packer win, which it could be, because sometimes the Vikings defense gets sloppy, and holding off the Packer attack is going to be pretty tough for the Vikings. So I like it, Sharon. Thank you. Good one. All right, let's go to Dan for a little nail the score. Hey, Dan, what do you think?
I think your Eagles were great tonight. And
no
I
kidding.
I think 34-27. I'm sticking with my score. I think they will take it all the way. And poor Vikings, I'm sorry for them. But they're nice kids, but they're going to get beat.
By the pack attack. Yeah, we've seen, again, Aaron Rodgers on display and some of the weapons that he has, Dan, so I like that. 38-27. Let's go to, and by the way, if you want to throw in your 2 cents on this, you can. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. All right, so how about you, Andy? What do you think? Are your Vikings, your hometown Vikings, going to beat the Packers? And what's the score going to be?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be 80-0 Vikings.
That would be a heart attack game for the Packer fans. 80-0.
It would change everything.
It would change, yes. It would change the record books, too. That's a high score, 80-0. I like it. I'll write you down for that sarcasm. I will write you down for 80-0. And if they win 80-0, I am coming and taking you to dinner, any German restaurant or any place you want in Minneapolis. I am going to say I think Green Bay wins it, but it could be a tight game. Absolutely. If especially, again, you look at some of the wounded players. So I'm going to say, I mean, really playing wounded hurt. I'm going to say Green Bay wins it. 34-21. I think they put up some big points. And, you know, you saw what happened last week if you were following football, perchance, or at least you saw some of the recaps. Oh, my goodness, just absolutely ridiculous. The amount of injuries to the Giants, the four wide receivers going down, being carted off the field. You know, just reminding everybody the kind of game the NFL is. It, I say this all the time. Once I was down on the field and I really could feed a little bit more in the middle of a game, whew, not that I didn't know that, but you really get a much better feel for that, a better sense of what's happening there. Absolutely. So as we wind down, like I said, nail the score. It's perfect that we had a bunch of people call. We also had some people that sent us emails. You can throw in an email, too, if you're listening to the show. And it's americatonight.net. Just click on contact and fill out what team he thinks is going to win. Is it going to be Minnesota or is it going to be Green Bay? What's the actual final score going to be? That's why it's called Nail the Score, because you're trying to nail it on the head. So not like horseshoes. It can't be close. It's, you got to clip it right on the head. You do. Because close wouldn't matter. It'd be ridiculous if we tried to go with close. Because we'd have people all over. I've been close. So many of us have been so close to nailing the score that it would be ridiculous to try to pull that apart. And that's what it's called, Nail the Score. So for goodness sake, that's the whole thing. It's Nail the Score. We're having some fun here. It's about nailing it, and that's it. Right? It really is. It is. All right, I'm going to throw this in at the end, because with the NFL, of course, comes gambling. And are people gambling, and kind of go with me on this ride for a second, on Bitcoin? Bitcoin is interesting. I've had a lot of people ask me about Bitcoin. There's a lot of questions about Bitcoin, about this whole idea of the digital currency, and is it legit? And, you know, December, Bitcoin was trading at less than 1,000. But since they kind of tightened some things up, it's been a little bit different how Bitcoin has been seen. There's interest that's growing in it, and you can see it by searches on the internet. So more people are starting to be curious about Bitcoin, and they're starting to have an interest in finding out, is this another decent investment? It did fall below 4,000 last month after China's central bank banned initial coin offerings and offered all cryptocurrency, they called exchanges, to close. You know, ordered them all to do that, not offered, ordered them all to do it. So that made a big difference there. But lately there's been a little bit of a bounce back for it. So I find it really curious as to whether this is going to be sincerely something that has a chance of exploding, because we've seen a couple of companies that have had some really good success lately with it. It's surged, you know, and it's really kind of a divided house on whether it's someplace you want to be or not. You know, like Mark Cuban is a guy who's investing in it. He's investing in digital currency. But then there's others who say that, yeah, no, it's too bubbly right now. It's too speculative. It's too volatile, and it's going to be volatile for a while. I bet it won't be in 5 years. It won't be as volatile. But who knows? I am no investment banker, but I find it curious. And the interest in it is definitely out there. And on that note, we wrap this hour of the show up. Thanks for listening to it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Someone is by your side. Put it together. Darling, you're not alone. But when you break up, sky's falling. No one is on your side. Spoon to the laundry. Darling, you're all alone. And when you wake up, another sunrise.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.